Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Good evening, sports fans. Time for a little jock talk with The Rock. I'm Rodney Dawson, and this is another Monday night edition of the Breakers postgame report, or in our case, postmortem. I'm here again with Breakers head coach Hayden Fox. Coach, welcome.
Great to be here, Rod.
Well, let's get into it. 7 weeks into the season, 7 losses. Yesterday's by a score of 35-3 to the woeful New York Jets. Where do we start?
Well, as I seem to have to keep reminding people every week, we are an expansion team, so let's look at the positives.
Okay. That was a hell of a field goal.
Well, our kicking game has been a bright spot for us lately.
Can we roll tape and you can describe the events leading up to the field goal?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you can see, here we are on the 3-yard line. Goal to go, and we try to run a sweep to the short side, and we lose 4 yards there. And now it's 2nd and goal from the 7, and we wanted to throw a little swing pass out there into the flat, but as you can see, Mo Lewis was blitzing on the play. Made a very nice quarterback sack there on Danny. So, now it's 3rd and goal from the 19. We wanted to try some razzle-dazzle. Threw a little hitch pass here to Freddie, who sees Davidson standing all alone in the back of the end zone, and he catches it.
Now, that's probably the prettiest play you've run all year. Why do you think Davidson was so alone?
Because he was the 12th man on the field.
Represents the midway point in the season, assuming you still plan to play all 16 games. And up to this point, you're allowing an average of 34 points a game while scoring an average of 8.
Actually, 8.3, which is practically 9, Rocky.
For those of you who don't understand just how bad those numbers are, I drew a graph. This is what your defeats look like on a bar graph.
Oh, look at all the trouble you've gone to, Rockney.
If the game were a pizza, this would be your slice. It's not much of a meal, is it?
Okay, we get it, Rockney, all right?
If points were cows, these would be your cows. This would be your opponent's herd.
Hey, well, look at you. How come you gave me smaller cows?
But you get the picture.
Well, they're not getting the picture. I mean, I agree. I only got 8 cows, but my cows should be at least as big as the other guy's cows.
Well, you think these cows are big? You wait till next week when the 49ers come to town. It could be a stampede.
Hey, we are not afraid of San Francisco. We may not be in their league yet, but don't look past us. We're coming to play.
You hear that, Steve Young and Jerry Rice? Coach Fox coming to play.
Woo!
See you next week, Orlando.
And we're clear.
That was great. I think the audience doesn't really get into it like
well,
that.
They're going to love this. I'm going to kill him.
Come on, Hayden, take it easy. He's not worth it.
Can't take it anymore. I've had to take this guy for 7 weeks. Every other coach has a host who kisses up to him and makes him look smart. Why can't I have that?
Make you look smart. Make you look smart. Who would that be?
Well, I wish I could do something, but you see, the station produces the show. Now, if this were on Channel 6 instead of Channel 5, then I'd be able to do anything you want because I own Channel 6.
Excuse me, Mrs. Sherman, but you own Channel 5.
I do?
Yes.
Oh, my. I fired someone yesterday on Channel 6. I am going to have a conversation with Rockney, if you'll excuse me.
With pleasure.
Oh, Rockney.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Sherman.
I just had a wonderful surprise. Do you like surprises?
Who doesn't like surprises?
Well, then, I have one for you. You're fired.
What?
Surprise!
Hey, Rocky, let me help clear this up. You see, if Jobs were cows... I feel great. For the first time, I feel like we're working together as a team. See, that's the way coaches and owners are supposed to be. I see someone I don't like, you get rid of him.
That's right.
Who do we get to replace Rocky?
Oh, no, it's got to be somebody nice. Somebody who likes you.
Well, that rules out all the sportscasters in town.
Well, maybe it shouldn't be anybody connected with sports.
No, it's got to be somebody in the media. We just can't pull some guy off the street.
Plus, nobody on the street likes you.
Hey, I know a TV person be nice to Hayden.
Who?
Christy.
Oh, come on.
What's wrong with that? Who's going to be nicer to you than your very own wife?
She doesn't know anything about sports, Luther. She had a morning talk show and she did newscasts.
I think it's a great idea. It's better than great. It's cute.
I'm telling you, Christine is not going to go for it.
Well, why not?
But she's not working now. She might think it's fun.
You know how she gets when she has to work for a while. She lays around the house in sweatpants and a T-shirt. She doesn't fix herself up. She drinks.
Oh. She does not.
Well, she's never been out of work that long. She might. That was all the women I'm with.
Well, most of the women you're with only hang around for one night.
Listen, Coach, the truth is, being on with Christine couldn't be any worse than being on with Rodney.
Yeah, and everybody likes her. I mean, sitting next to her, someone that might rub off onto you.
You've been taking a real beating with the press, Coach. You need a friend. You need Christine.
You know, the more I'm hearing this, the more I'm liking it.
Well, why don't you at least ask her?
Let's see, if I ask her, it's a favor. But if you ask her, it's a professional job.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hayden should just stay totally out of
it. Now, here are the words you have to use. You have to say things like objectivity and news person, integrity. Can't you call her on the phone right now? Hey, honey.
Hi.
Did you see the show?
Yeah, I did. And I thought Rockney was totally out of line.
Well, you're not going to believe this. Doris fired him.
I know.
Huh?
Well, you're not going to believe this. Doris called and asked me to host the show.
What'd you say?
Well, I was flattered. Anytime someone compares you to Diane Sawyer, you have to be flattered. I told her I wasn't ready to make a decision right away.
Right? Well, you wanted to talk to me first.
No. Well, I mean, I was waiting to talk to you, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized it was such a terrible idea that I didn't have to talk to you.
Huh?
I called Doris just before you walked in and told her I'm not taking the job.
What?
I mean, it's crazy for a husband and wife to try to work together, and I wouldn't want to put you through that. So you can just relax.
Wait, you called Doris without consulting me? You went behind my back?
I know you. I knew what you would say.
Maybe you don't know me as well as you think you do. Because if you had bothered to ask me my opinion, I would have told you, I think it is a marvelous idea.
You do?
Oh, yes, I do, Christine, because I think of you as a professional. And I know you think of me as a professional. And husband and wife are not. I mean, two professionals with integrity and ethics who respect each other as we do should be able to work together just fine. But apparently, doesn't matter what I think anyway. You don't respect me enough to include me in any of your decision making.
Honey, I don't know what to say. It never occurred to me that you would feel this way.
Well, I have to admit, Christina, I am a little hurt.
Hayden, I'm sorry. I was wrong. This is a decision that affects both of us, and we should have discussed it.
Isn't that what marriage is all about?
So you really think that I should do the show? Because to be honest, it would be awfully nice to be back on the air again.
Oh, imagine how great it would be to have a journalist on a show and instead of some sportscaster.
You really think the show would be great?
Oh, honey, great. I think it would be better than great. I think it would be cute.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, sports fans, to another Monday night edition of the Breakers Postgame Report. I'm Christine Armstrong, here with head coach Hayden Fox.
Before we begin, I'd just like to take this moment to welcome Christine to the show and to add, doesn't she look lovely? Well,
thank you. Yesterday was the Breakers' 8th straight defeat, a disheartening but not unexpected 47-6 loss to the 49ers.
They're a fine football team.
Some people say that losses like these are part of the inevitable learning curve for a new expansion team.
Well, nobody likes to see a team lose, but there's a lot of fun to be had in watching a new team grow and develop.
But how do you answer those people who feel that the Breakers' progress is too slow even for an expansion team? Well, there are sports writers, fans, and even some other coaches who feel that you're not taking enough chances, that you've kept your players on too short a leash, forcing them to play within a very restricted system.
Well, we don't have a lot of individual talent on the team, so that's where discipline is very important.
But at 0-8, would there be any value or any harm in opening things up?
Opening things up. Could you be more specific?
Well, has anyone suggested dropping something as rigid as your 4-3 defense? Taking advantage of a player with the speed of Waples by simply letting him roam free, much like the Chiefs do with Derek Thomas.
Well, we've been doing our homework, haven't we?
The point I'm getting at is, at this juncture of the season, wouldn't it make sense to just see if there's some players that you can build on for the future?
Excuse me, but are those autumn colors you're wearing? Because I've got to tell you, they are very becoming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Has there been some resistance to opening things up?
Well, you're going to stick with this, aren't you? Well, that's great. Look, I'm the head coach of a professional football team. Whatever happens out there on the field is my responsibility. If they're playing a certain way, it's because that's the way I want them to play.
And you still believe in your system, even though halfway through the season your team has yet to be competitive?
Yeah, I still believe in it, okay?
Well, like it or not, fans, he's a man of conviction. We'll be right back with more from Coach Fox right after this important message from, Bob's Hubcap Emporium.
We're clear!
Jeez, Christine, what are you doing? You're killing me here.
What do you mean I'm killing you? I'm just doing my job.
Well, where'd you come up with all this stuff? You don't know anything about Derek Thomas.
Kansas City Chiefs linebacker, 6 times All-Pro, NFL sack leader 1990, Kansas City's first-round draft choice 89, out of the University of Alabama.
What have you done with Christine?
Hayden, I've been doing research every minute this week. I really wanted to be prepared.
Well, do you think when we come back you could be a little less prepared?
What do you mean? I thought this is what you wanted. I thought you wanted me on the show because I'm a journalist.
Yeah, but can't a journalist ask questions that people are interested in? They want to hear more fan-type stuff.
Like what?
Well, like, you know, what the players' wives are up to, or how did we come up with the colors for the team, or what did the coach have for dinner after the big game?
In other words, you don't want to be put on the spot.
Christine, I'm already on the spot by the fans, by the press, by Doris. Come on, I live on the spot. This is supposed to be the one place where I'm safe.
And I'm supposed to protect you.
You are my wife.
Why am I starting to get the feeling that I've been set up here? This wasn't Doris's idea, was it?
Doris thought this was a great idea. You can ask her.
But it wasn't her idea. It was yours.
No! Uh-uh!
Then whose was it?
Luther's. 10 seconds.
Oh, I can't believe you did this to me.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
We're back. This week, the Dallas Cowboys come to town. Doesn't look like things are going to get any easier for you, does it? I'm going to bed.
Before the fight? Come on, Christine, we gotta talk about this. Listen, I was wrong, and I'm sorry. See, I thought that would get a dialogue going. I know you think I wasn't respecting you, but the truth is I wasn't even thinking about you. I know, I thought I was over being this selfish, but losing does something to me. You know that. It used to be you didn't even want to see me after I lost. I mean, over the years, I thought I was getting better, but the truth is I just wasn't losing as much. Then we come here, and I'm getting hammered out in the field. I'm getting hammered in the press, and I got desperate. I needed a friend.
And you couldn't just say that to me as your wife?
Well, if I did, would you have taken the job?
Yes, as your wife. But I was asked to do this show as a journalist. You can't have it both ways, Hayden. I'm a professional just like you are. I'm willing to go on TV anytime as Mrs. Hayden Fox. But don't ask me to sacrifice my professional credibility by posing as a journalist. That's not fair. Look, I know you don't do this to hurt me. You're just ignorant.
That's a shot. That's fair.
I didn't mean it as a shot.
Oh, yeah, you did. I know you did, because you're a very good journalist. You could have said that better if you wanted to. Oh, I wish I'd never agreed to do this show. Every time I get asked a question by a journalist or a sportscaster, I feel like I'm being attacked. All I ever wanted to do was field the kind of questions that fans ask.
Well, then, why don't we do that? I mean, we could have a live call-in show. I could be the host and field questions from the fans, and you answer them.
Hey, that's a great idea.
At least it wouldn't feel slanted. It would be honest.
That's all I've ever wanted. A show that was honest and ethical.
Welcome to another Monday night edition of the Breakers Postgame Report. As you know, the Breakers suffered their 9th consecutive loss yesterday afternoon, 31-0 to the Dallas Cowboys. Tonight, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to let you, the fans, talk directly to Coach Hayden Fox. Ask him the questions that you want answered. So if any of you would like to... Oh, well. Apparently somebody already knows our number. Are you ready, Coach?
Well, I feel like I'm on the hot seat, but fire away.
Go ahead. You're on the line with head coach Hayden Fox.
Hi. This is Earl. Earl Snyder. I just want to say, Coach Fox, you're doing a great job there, and we're all behind you.
Thanks, Earl. It's nice to have your support.
Anyway, I just want to say to you, to Coach Van Dam, and the rest of the coaches, you're doing a crackerjack job in my book. Go Breakers!
Well, there was a fan. The lines are open. If anyone else would like to call, please feel... Go ahead.
Wow, I can't believe I got two. Hey, Coach, hey, Christine.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Larry. Larry, Schneider.